CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Former RCMP director says CCP, the biggest transnational organized crime group ever seen in the world. The Chinese Communist Party is threatening Canadian democracy by influencing politicians, business leaders, and community influencers, and suppressing those who speak out against China, says a former national director of the RCMP's Proceeds of Crime program.
前皇家骑警主管指中共是世界上有史以来最大的跨国有组织犯罪集团。前皇家骑警反犯罪收益项目的全国负责人加里·克莱门特表示，中国共产党正在通过影响政界人士、商业领袖和社区意见领袖，打压那些批评中共国的人，从而威胁加拿大的民主。
The PRC government, Chinese Communist Party, is the biggest transnational organized crime group ever seen in the world today, bar none. Former RCMP investigator and chief anti-money laundering officer Gary Clement said during a December 6 forum event at Toronto City Hall.
12月6日，在多伦多市政厅举行的论坛活动上，前皇家骑警调查员、前首席反洗钱官加里·克莱门特说，中华人民共和国政府、中国共产党是当今世界所见过的最大的跨国有组织犯罪集团，无可比拟。
Clement was joined by a panel of experts who spoke about foreign interference and transnational repression in Canada by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
克莱门特与一组专家共同出席了讨论小组，探讨中国共产党在加拿大的外国干涉和跨国镇压问题。
Clement told the audience that the CCP directs diaspora communities, cultural groups, and business chambers abroad while monitoring, suppressing, and intimidating dissidents who speak out against China. This is going on in Canada on a daily basis, he noted.
克莱门特告诉现场观众，中共在海外指挥侨民社区、文化团体和商会，同时监控、压制并恐吓那些公开批评中共国的异议人士。他指出，这些情况在加拿大每天都在发生。
The CCP's United Front Work Department works to shape narratives in Canadian society and overseas Chinese communities.By co-opting elites, business leaders, community influencers, language schools, and media outlets, Clement said.
克莱门特表示，中共的统战部通过拉拢精英、商业领袖、社区影响者、语言学校和媒体机构，来塑造加拿大社会以及海外华人社区中的叙事。
Public Safety Canada says in a note on its website that the United Front is the CCP's primary foreign interference tool. Washington-based think tank Jamestown Foundation adds that the agency engages in overseas political influence, infiltration, and espionage for the CCP.
加拿大公共安全部在其网站的一份声明中表示，统战部是中共主要的外国干涉工具。位于华盛顿的智库詹姆斯顿基金会也指出，统战部为中共从事海外政治影响、渗透和间谍活动。
When it comes to influencing Canadians, politicians, and elites, Clement said that the fact that several high-ranking Canadian politicians have worked at the Canadian-China Business Council.Which he said is involved in suppressing Chinese dissidents in Canada at the end of their careers indicates they have been influenced by elite capture.
在谈到中共如何影响加拿大政界人士和精英阶层时，克莱门特指出，一些高级加拿大政客在其职业生涯结束后加入了加州贸易理事会。而该机构参与了在加拿大压制中国异议人士，这表明这些人已经受到精英俘获的影响。
Clement also said there are Chinese criminal groups operating in Canada that are involved in fentanyl trafficking and money laundering. These groups operate in parallel with the CCP's United Front to engage in diaspora influence and elite capture, he said.
克莱门特还表示，加拿大境内有中共国犯罪集团在活动，涉及芬太尼贩运和洗钱。他说，这些组织与中共的统战部门并行运作，共同从事对侨民的影响和对精英的俘获。
The CCP is also impacting Canadian society through its role in the fentanyl wars against North America, Clement said, noting that the regime could shut down the flow of fentanyl precursors into Canada if they really wanted to.
克莱门特指出，中共还通过其在针对北美的芬太尼战争中的作用，对加拿大社会产生影响。他指出，如果中共真心想要，完全可以切断芬太尼前体化学品流入加拿大的渠道。
In my view, by allowing the precursors to flow in, they're creating disruptive warfare just like what happened during the opium wars, he said. That's the price we're paying for it.
克莱门特说，在我看来，通过允许这些前体化学品流入，他们实际上是在制造破坏性战争，就像当年鸦片战争时发生的情况一样，这就是我们为此付出的代价。
Public Safety Canada notes that the chemicals used to manufacture opioids such as fentanyl primarily come from China and surrounding areas.
加拿大公共安全部指出，用于制造芬太尼等阿片类药物的化学品主要来自中共国及其周边地区。
Dean Baxendale, CEO of the China Democracy Fund and Optimum Publishing International, also spoke at the forum, calling China's influence on Canada warfare without combat.
中国民主基金会兼 Optimum Publishing International 首席执行官迪恩·巴克森戴尔也在论坛上发言，将中共国对加拿大的影响称为无战而战。
The CCP is involved in a number of statecraft operations in Canada, including hybrid warfare, cyber espionage, illicit trade, organized crime, and transnational repression, Baxendale said.
巴克森戴尔表示，中共在加拿大参与了多种国家运作行动，包括混合战争、网络间谍、非法贸易、有组织犯罪以及跨国镇压。
He said the CCP engages in information and media warfare in Canada by retelling history, controlling the narrative about China, and manipulating public opinion, including through the use of advertising.
他指出，中共在加拿大通过信息和媒体战开展活动，包括重塑历史、控制关于中国的叙事以及操控舆论，其中还包括利用广告手段。
This message helps to control, direct, and set a set of values which they're aspiring to, Baxendale said, adding that these are tactics the CCP uses to slow down negative perspectives that expose its operations. These are all things that manipulate the psyche, the mind, he said.
巴克森戴尔说，这些信息传递有助于控制、引导并设定他们所追求的一套价值观。他还说，这些是中共用来延缓暴露其行动的负面观点的伎俩，这些手段都是在操控人们的心理和思想。
China also engages in financial warfare in Canada by targeting the economy through debt traps and using tariffs as an economic coercion strategy, Baxendale said.He added that China has significant influence operations targeting Canada's major ports to facilitate illicit trade practices.
巴克森戴尔还表示，中共国通过针对经济实施债务陷阱，以及使用关税作为经济胁迫策略，在加拿大开展金融战。他还说，中共国还对加拿大主要港口进行大规模影响行动， 以便推动非法贸易活动。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burlaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Rebecca Napa. And the song is called Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight.And it's from the album titled Spirit, which was released in January 2018. 听众朋友大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉千的秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Rebecca Napa 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight. Hope you enjoy.
You won, but your loyalty I'll never question. Anger burns like a wildfire, but your passion is my one desire. Unafraid of getting in the mud, and when the working day is done, there's nowhere I feel safer than right here in your arms. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm runningAdmit defeat. Even when things go from bad to worse, just keep your head down even when it hurts. Though the winds, they always change, and you somehow still remain the same. And like petrified wood, I'll protect your heart. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm running with you. Hold me close on the cold, paradise gives me under
Applex is a music piece called And the Angels Sing, and it's from the album titled Lieberman and Bernay Quintet Live at the University of Toronto, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自多伦多大学的四重奏乐队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 And the Angels Sing， 希望您喜欢。 Next is a music piece from Eric Shonox, and it's called Slowly Paradise, and it's from the album also titled Slowly Paradise, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Eric Shonox 演奏的乐曲 Slowly Paradise。
忘了我给你的伤，学 会坚强。从前的我不懂你牺牲多大，为我失去朋友不讲，还放弃了所有梦想，觉得没怎样，不会将心比心去想，让你慢慢慢慢失去了希望。能不能够再给我机会好好的爱你，我会仔细的聆听你对我说的一言一语，我会学会去控制脾气，不让你伤心，请你相信我的心还是